Hundreds of thousands of West Bank residents are under curfew imposed by the Israeli army. The order does not affect the Gaza Strip, where Palestinians are permitted to leave their homes. But Gaza has its own problems. This fenced-in strip of land on the Mediterranean coast is effectively divided by Israeli roadblocks. And for most Gazans, living conditions are miserable. Some of the most severe problems are found in the Rafah refugee camp near the border with Egypt. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited Rafah and found that even the smallest improvements require major efforts.
The Rafah refugee camp backs right up against the Egyptian border, and it's the scene of heavy Israeli military activity. The army demolished dozens of homes here last winter, saying weapons were being smuggled in from Egypt via tunnels. The media focused on the Palestinian families left homeless, but there were lingering effects for those who remained. For one thing, the sewer system no longer worked. Water from a damaged pump house sprays over a pool of human waste, and the fetid odor seems to be baked onto your clothes by the midday sun. A small crowd of Europeans dressed in white shirts and baseball caps is standing around watching the Palestinian workers repair the pipe. Yusuf Haji with the Committee for the Protection of the Palestinian People explains that the repair work is only possible because these Italians, Belgians, and French Moroccans have placed themselves in between the workers and the Israeli snipers in the watchtower a few hundred yards away.
Nous sommes ici à Rafah, au bloc O, où il y a actuellement un problème énorme.
We're here in Block O of the Rafah camp, he says, because for the past 6 months, Palestinian technicians have been shot at every time they tried to repair the lines, even after coordinating their visits with the Israelis. So we're standing here to offer protection to the workers. Halim Shaheen with the Palestinian Center for Human Rights says this human chain allowed 80% of the repair work to be finished the day before.
And we hope that we will succeed to continue today. But yesterday, the harassment of the Israeli tanks continued. They shoot against the mission members and against the workers 5 times.
On this day, at least 2 shots are heard. Each time, the Europeans, none of whom is wearing a flak jacket, immediately pull out their passports and wave them in the air as if to ward off further gunfire. Medical worker Jamal Aruzi says the uncontained raw sewage was spreading disease, especially among the children. But this repair barely begins to address the problem. He says only 17% of Gazans have access to working sewer systems.
So it means that the rest of the other people are using the pumps on the grounds, and they put their sewage inside, which is affecting the water. And according to the studies by Ministry of Health, the water is not good for a human being.
It's a small victory, and it may come at a high price for some of the Europeans who intervened. Israel has begun deporting some international activists and refusing entry to others, calling their behavior provocative. But Gazans are grateful for the help. In a place where the prospect of a normal life seems a far-off fantasy, they say even a mended pipe can seem like a small miracle. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Rafah Refugee Camp in the Gaza Strip.